Welcome back to another episode of our Civic Podcast. Last episode, we had Chris Olson with us to answer a few questions about the CIC and how it shines. A little background for you if you missed the last episode. Chris is a member of the 2019 Civic Board of Directors and an infection preventionist in Colorado. A recap of part one, Chris talked to us about why he pursued certification in the first place, and most importantly, why the CIC, because that's why we're all here. Today, we delve a little deeper. Welcome back, Chris, and let's get started right away. So you're part of the acronym club and the CIC club.
Yes.
So I'm going to skip over our next question because you sort of addressed it, mostly that you said that your employer found your experience is probably more credible because you had a verified and accredited certification and the CIC, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
But kind of moving on, obviously studying for the CIC is a lot of work, and you can attest to that. Everyone on our board can attest to that. But what we hear from everyone is that it's very much worth the effort. What would you say are some of the benefits of obtaining certification outside of the things you've already talked about? You know, I understand that it's credible for your potential employer, future employer, current employer. It's well established, it's legitimate, but anything else for you?
Let's see. Other things for me, when you're out there and you're going to conferences, when you're getting and things like that, people look to you for having that CIC. Industry will look to you sometimes. They'll reach out and they'll have questions for you. And again, they're looking for that expertise, for somebody who really knows what they're doing and what they're talking about. Carolyn, you mentioned a second ago about studying and getting ready for it, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure our listeners out there would love to hear how I got there. There's lots of different ways. Study the materials that's all listed out there on the Civic website for you, from APIC text to the CDC website and everything else that's there. Make sure you spend some time there and get your hands on some review tests, which I found were extremely helpful. Because that was really able to help pinpoint where my weak areas were. So me coming out of the microbiology lab, I did great with the micro and the epidemiology and those kinds of things, but there were other spots like adult learning and construction and design. Those were new subjects to me and I didn't really know them. So that's where I was really able to focus in my studying time to get the best value added for the time I'm putting in to help get me ready. And then of course, for everybody who's getting ready to take the test, nobody is really worried about your score. You know, if you got 125 or if you got 130, it really doesn't matter. The point is you need to work as hard as you can to pass. And that's really where it is spend time, study hard, get yourself ready to the point where you're comfortable and you're ready to pass that exam. Because once you get there, you pass it, you've got that for the next 5 years.
Cool. Thank you, Chris. I think that our listeners will appreciate that advice very much. I was doing some research and I read a study that said there is consistent evidence that shows that accreditation programs improve the process of care provided by healthcare services. Would you agree with this?
Absolutely.
Do you think there is a correlation?
I would say there's a correlation.
Especially between the CIC accreditation and the quality of care?
Just not only besides the CIC, but just all healthcare in general. You know, if we want to take one step back, you realize that, you know, if you have a CIC certified IP in their role, they're going to really be able to go in there and rock the job and do it well. But when you team that person up with other accredited people from other organizations, you know, such as our nursing partners, and going and getting their extra ANCC certifications for wherever they work, when you look at even your C-suite, are they active in their organizations and going and getting their accreditations and those kinds of things, you get this larger picture that everybody's learning to do what they can do, they're getting their expertise in what they know, and they're gonna bring the extra level of value. A classic example is magnet hospitals. Magnet hospitals and those facilities have proven that they've got superior outcomes, and they've published on that those hospitals that have superior outcomes across the board, their patient satisfaction is better, their outcomes of the patients are better, and they've been able to publish that. And so you would hope in the long run that as we show more CICs in facilities and involved with the quality departments, that we can get to that point, right, where all of a sudden we're seeing those HAIs go down. We're starting to see better outcomes for our patients. Absolutely, I think it's a possibility.
Great.
And a correlation that's there.
Cool. And last question. I mean, you can reiterate everything you said. You can say something totally different. But what do you think makes the CIC the very best certification program? And, you know, the title of this podcast or tentative is How the CIC Shines.
Right.
So how does it shine? How does it stand out?
I think it stands out, again, because I kind of, as I alluded to earlier, mm-hmm. when you really look to the top leaders in infection prevention and control across the world these days, and especially here in the United States and in North America, everybody who's publishing has that accreditation behind their name. They all have that CIC, and it just stands out as, wow, that's really something I should focus on. That's something I should take the time to get. And it just shows that level of expertise. And I think it also shows that you've got the altruistic part of you that wants to go out and be better. You want to be better for not just yourself, but you want to go and be better for your patients. And I think that's probably the most important thing, is if I'm a patient and I've got people taking care of me, I want to know I'm getting the best care possible. I want to know that there's the experts behind the faces in front of me, helping guide them, helping get them where they want to be. And that's really the root of it all, right? Because we're here for our patients as infection preventionists and all the people in the continuum of healthcare. We're here to take care of patients the best way possible.
Great. I love that. Thank you. That's all I have for you. It was such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time and setting aside some, you know, I know you're a busy man, but and that's all for now, you guys. Until next time, fellow and future CICs, feel free to email info@cbic.org if you have any suggestions or if you want to be featured on a podcast. We also have a couple things on social media coming up, so feel free to follow us. Thanks again.